So I'm going to use this mic. Is that okay with him? All right. That was my husband. Yeah. What a morning it has been. Okay, you guys. My husband and I walked in this room yesterday, and none of us was here, which was not a good thing, so I was freaking out a little bit. But with all the help of everybody in the back, in the background that may not have been on stage, it really is a testament to our theme of together we thrive. Can you hear me fine?
Yes.
And so Inez kind of just took a little bit of what I was going to share, but it's a spirit, right? So even before I started, let me tell you guys this. I was talking to a couple of sisters. They were like, Sheila, what are you going to talk about? I said, you know, I don't know. I have like three different messages, right? But I was like, message one, you know, I was talking to this person. I was like, yeah, this is it. And then I sat on it. Spirit was like, no. Message two, I'm like, okay, this is it. I sat on it. Spirit was like, no. And so what you're getting today is when I stopped trying to figure it out. When I just stopped and listened, a blank sheet of paper, and I said, God, what is it that you want me to share today? So I want to ask you guys, I know I just kind of gave you a little bit, what does it mean to thrive? When you think about the word thrive, this is audience participation. What does it mean to thrive?
Growth.
Success.
Flourish.
Flourish over adversity.
Progression.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Love it, right? If you could put thrive in an image, a picture, what would it look like?
Climbing up.
Happiness. Jesus.
Happiness.
How does happiness look like?
Flowers.
Surrounded by family and friends.
Family, friends. You guys are so spiritual. You know when I thought about thrive, what I think about? This. Through this process of getting my hair straightened. So this is why, when I think about thriving, I think about this, because my mom and my dad wanted us to come to the U.S. to thrive, right? And just in preparation for us to come to the U.S. to thrive, here are some things that my parents did. When I was about 3 months old, my mother left Haiti, came to New York to prepare for us to come. So for the first 6 years of my life, I did not see my mother because her desire was for us to thrive. When we came to the U.S., 7 kids, my dad decided he wanted a new family. So the only father I knew, the only parent I knew, left. My mom with 7 kids to raise us. So my mom worked multiple jobs, odd jobs, because she wanted us to thrive. I remember in elementary school coming home, and this is in Rockland County, New York, coming home from school and seeing a bunch of fire trucks and a house had burned down. We lost everything. So my mother, 8 of us, 7 kids and her, lived in a motel, for a period of time. Social workers would come to see what we needed, provide us with some clothes. My mother continued to work because of her desire for us to thrive. When I was 12 years old, my then 22-year-old sister got married. She was preparing to move to Florida, and so my mom realized that she was having a hard time taking care. I was the number six or seven. Yes, and then my other sister, she decided to allow us to go and live with my sister in Florida. And all this